This afternoon, the U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly to allow pilots to carry guns in the cockpits of commercial airliners. The action follows a similar vote taken by the House in July over opposition from the Bush administration and airline executives. But shortly before today's vote, the administration, all but conceding defeat, indicated that it could go along with the program to arm pilots with modifications. NPR's Pam Fessler is following the story and joins us. Pam, why did the Senate agree to take this step now?
Well, there's growing concern, Robert, among lawmakers that airline security just isn't what it's supposed to be, that passengers still remain vulnerable, that a lot of the deadlines that had been set after September 11th for securing airlines are not going to be met. The administration is still hiring airport screeners. The air marshal program isn't up and running as much as people would like it to be. And the proposal to put bulletproof cockpit doors in airlines, that's not going to happen until next April. And what was especially disturbing to members of Congress, there was a story in the New York Daily News this week that it sent some of its reporters to board 14 different flights with things like knives and razor blades and pepper spray, and they weren't stopped once. The administration indicated yesterday it might favor a small test program, but a senator said that just wouldn't be enough.
Well, what exactly would this Senate bill do?
Well, this would be a voluntary program. Pilots would not be required to carry guns, but if they felt that they wanted to, they could carry guns in the cockpit. They would have to go under rigorous training. They could only use the guns as a last resort, and that is once a hijacker has broken into the cockpit. If the pilot determined that the only way that he or she could save the plane was to use the gun, then they would be allowed to use it. It also calls for training for flight attendants and self-defense. Flight attendants initially were opposed to having guns in the cockpit, but they feel now that if they get some training, they can go along with this legislation.
Well, why haven't the airlines, or the administration for that matter, supported this idea until now?
Well, the airlines actually are still opposed. They're very, very concerned about introducing weapons into the cockpit. Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina was the one of the sole opponents to this legislation today. And he was just saying, if you get terrorists who actually break into the cockpit, they will probably be able to overpower, especially if there's a group of terrorists, overpower the pilot and maybe take the gun away and become even more dangerous. The administration is also worried about costs. It could cost hundreds of millions of dollars, whether there'll be adequate training. And also the airlines are very worried about liability.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler.